With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden says Israel and terror group Hezbollah have agreed to a ceasefire.
Under the deal reached today, effective at 4 a.m. tomorrow local time, the fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. This is designed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities.
The president said he hopes the peace deal between Israel and terror group Hezbollah can lead to an end to fighting in Gaza.
Over the coming days, the United States will make another push with Turkey, Egypt, Qatar, Israel, and others to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza. With the hostages released and the end of the war without Hamas in power, that becomes possible.
His announcement came as Israel's cabinet approved the ceasefire after urging from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump's border czar visited Texas' southern border Tuesday. Tom Homan joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who said a change in immigration policy is already underway in the state. The pair served an early Thanksgiving dinner to Texas National Guard soldiers stationed on the border. An FBI agent acquitted in a shooting is arrested on sex assault charges.
FBI agent Eduardo Valdivia, who was acquitted of attempted murder for shooting a man on a metro train outside Washington, D.C. in 2020, has been arrested on sex assault charges, including two counts of second-degree rape. The alleged offenses were in May and September in Montgomery County, Maryland, and police believe there may be additional victims. The FBI says Valdivia has been suspended pending the conclusion of the police investigation. His defense attorney says they don't accept any allegations until all the evidence is in. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. A Canadian town is fined for opposing the LGBT agenda.
The national anthem of that country includes the words, "Keep our land glorious and free." But the people of Emo Township in Ontario are not free to refuse to fly the gay pride flag. Local lawmakers voted down a proposal to fly the flag in celebration of June as Gay Pride Month and were promptly sued by resident homosexuals. Now the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal has levied a $15,000 fine against the township and ordered the flag to be run up the pole. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative Catholic legal group is suing Illinois over a landmark state law enshrining a fundamental right to abortion and requiring insurance companies to cover it. The lawsuit, filed in federal court in Chicago by the Thomas More Society, argues that Illinois is violating the First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights of its plaintiffs. This is SRN News. A Senate committee is taking aim at a barrage of fees being charged by airlines. Correspondent Bob Agnew explains.
A Homeland Security subcommittee has issued a report that claims airlines are raking in large amounts of money by charging customers a la carte for a wide range of services that used to be included in the price of a ticket. The report names the three major carriers, American, United, and Delta, as well as low-cost airlines Frontier and Spirit. The report comes just days before some 6 million Americans are expected to catch flights to holiday destinations. Bob Agner reporting.
A federal agency is planning to measure radiation levels in Washington, D.C. ahead of the inauguration. The Department of Energy's National Nuclear Security Administration will begin low-level flights through the downtown area next Monday. The flights will continue through December 13th. They say it will help protect the public health and safety during the inauguration. More details at SRNNews.com.